In Egypt, officials and pro-government media are waging a heated campaign against the Lebanese Hezbollah movement. Egyptian authorities say a Hezbollah terrorist cell was caught plotting attacks against Egyptian targets. Hezbollah's leaders say they were simply trying to assist the Palestinians trapped inside the Gaza Strip. The fear could complicate Washington's efforts to re-engage with Hezbollah's main backer, Iran. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
In January, as Israeli warplanes pounded the Gaza Strip, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah accused Egypt of collaborating with Israel and called on Egyptians to rise up against their government. Hezbollah is an opposition party in Lebanon that happens to control a militia that analysts say is probably the strongest force in Lebanon. Although Hezbollah's defiance of Israel is highly popular in the Arab world, Nasrallah's comments angered Egyptians, even many of those who agreed their leaders are mishandling the Gaza crisis. So when Egypt announced recently that it had arrested dozens of members of a suspected Hezbollah terror cell, anti-Hezbollah sentiments erupted. The group was accused of monitoring Suez Canal traffic and sizing up targets at Egyptian resorts, as well as smuggling weapons. The pro-government press howled in outrage, with the Al Aram newspaper accusing Hezbollah of trying to engineer a coup. The uproar only increased when Nasrallah responded by admitting that the suspected leader of the cell, Sami Shihab, was part of Hezbollah.
First of all, the brother Sami is a member of Hezbollah, and we are not denying this. He was there to give logistical help to the Palestinian brothers in their resistance. All the accusations by the Egyptian district attorney are nothing but lies.
Nasrallah's protests that he was simply trying to help the people of Gaza were drowned out by the Egyptian anger. The controversy quickly broadened to include Iran. Iranian officials said Egypt had fabricated the terror charges, and the foreign ministry summoned the Iranian envoy to Egypt for a dressing down. It soon became apparent that this flap was over more than Egypt's unwillingness to open its border with Gaza. It emerged that these arrests had been made several months ago, well before the Israeli assault on Gaza began in late December. Analyst Abdelmonem Said at the state-sponsored Al Aram Center for Political and Strategic Studies says Hezbollah was part of an effort to move weapons from Iran, Somalia, and elsewhere onto Sudanese boats for transfer to Egypt. He says Egyptian authorities are not convinced all those arms were intended for the Palestinians.
I believe the thing is much larger than that. Hezbollah is building an infrastructure for violence. They can aid Gaza, but they can attack NATO ships, boot mines in the Red Sea as it happened back in the 80s. A number of really dangerous things. And they have been doing it since 2005. There is no way that Hezbollah could have done that without Iranian help.
Said says this operation began during the Bush administration, but he believes Tehran is not yet convinced by President Obama's call for dialogue, so Iran is hedging its bets.
I believe that the Iranians, you know, are working on both possibilities, because we talk about dialogue, but dialogue is another theater of operations. Iran is trying to strengthen also as well its own positions, whether it is going to a military confrontation or a dialogue.
Meanwhile, Egyptian defense attorneys say any confessions by the arrested suspects should be thrown out because they may have been obtained through torture. Officials say the trial could begin in the coming weeks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.